Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
I was sitting alone reading. I was probably, thinking, like, why doesn't anybody like me? And then this total babe comes over to me and says, hey, I want to know if you wanted to go out to see a movie. And in my shock, because I didn't believe that it was happening to me. And so in my shock, I was like, and I was like, I don't think it's playing anymore, because that was like a fact. And when panicked, I resort to saying facts I know. You left, and then like an hour later, I was like, what the, oh, I'm so stupid. But yeah, no, I totally didn't believe that we were like going out on a date, because you're just like way too hot for me. You're just like two levels above. I was like level three and you were level one. There's a point where we were making out and, you know, I started to go someplace and you were like, wait until Thursday. But I had tasks I had to complete, because before we had sex, I had to make you have an orgasm, I remember. I guess I knew how at that point, sophomore year of college, you know. But it wasn't something where I was like, okay, piece of cake, you know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I don't mind. it didn't, like, take a long time or anything.
Woo!
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Yep. Pretty much just took care of that.
Then we started dating and making out, and then we had sex, which was the first time I had sex with anybody. And that was awesome. As I recall, the first thing I said was, why don't we do this all the time?
Should we move on to the following summer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, because that part gets a little tense.
Right. We had departed for the summer.
I was in Germany, and we were spending a month and a half there. I have one or two emails I want to read here. You sent me an email, subject shopping, and it says, tell me what you think, option A, B, or C. And then there are links to three URLs on the Victoria's Secret site. I do think I chose C. I remember there being one of like a black thing, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then it finishes, much love and hormones, spelled like a prostitute, hormones, Adrian. So that was on June 18th. And then on the 23rd, you write, apparently my sex drive was just diminished before. I'm not saying that I'm hot to trot. It's just that everything seems so sensual to me lately. It's absolutely divine. I'm falling in love with myself. It's so fucking awesome. Wait, no, here's the better part. At the end of the email, you write, woo, this keyboard is sexy. I love playing with my hair. I want to bite myself. Roar. Man, if you were here, the things I would do to you. That's what you wrote. You had sent me an email at one point that said, you know, it bothers me that you would consider sex to, you know, be okay under this arrangement, but, you know, we'll talk about it later. And then I think on the 24th, we were talking on the phone, and you were like, okay, have you slept with anyone? And I was like, yeah, I did, because I had. What you wrote me was, dear Adam, one, you admitted to knowing that this could possibly hurt me, which makes sense because I told you that. Two, if this is the kind of thing that makes you realize how much you care about someone else, you disgust me. When you say you care about me, it seems to be only insofar that I make you happy, boost your confidence, or whatever. I was a nice asset in your life. You obviously don't actually care about me, or you wouldn't have taken such a risk with my feelings to satisfy needs of yours. Think about this seriously. It will make it easier on the both of us if you stop clinging to something for the sake of having it. I read something by Richard Stein, in quotation marks, what is the difference between love and desire? Love wants to give, desire wants to get. You obviously can get plenty elsewhere. Reading that now, that's just like the biggest smackdown on me. And I was just fucked up about it for the rest of the trip. I was just, like, beside myself over what had happened. I remember I sent an email to Ben while I was in Germany, and I said, like, I just don't know what to do. Like, I just feel like I fucked this, you know, wonderful thing up so badly, and I don't know what to do about it. Like, what do I do? And he sent back, in all caps, and he put it, like, in a big font. He sent back, "Win her back, dummy." So when we got back from Germany, we had a family trip to Michigan for a family reunion, and I somehow got permission from my parents to take a bus ride from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to Minneapolis, where you were, which was a 12-hour bus ride, which I think is the most John Cusack thing I've ever done.
Well, the last my dad had heard was that you had cheated on me and that I was pissed. And that you were coming to visit, but we would see how things would go. And, like, the day you arrived, he walks down into the basement, and I'm, like, on top of you.
Yeah, he was straddling me, and we were making out, like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Right.
And he walked in, and he was like, oh, hey.
See, I remember it a little bit differently. I was a very, you know, like, romantic girl in the, not like, you know, candles and candies kind of way, but in the, like, I was not so healthily obsessed with you. Maybe being a girl, maybe being who I am, my hormones were not as raging. So I went through my summer just like waiting for us to get back together.
And by today's standards, I don't think that I would actually call it cheating because we had explicitly said it would be okay to be with other people.
Yeah. See, I didn't think it was. I made it like a rule interpretation thing. Like, well, I thought we said this. Oh, whatever. You know, like that kind of thing. And then I realized that it didn't matter whether or not it was because you were really mad.
You've been listening to Love and Radio. On the past three installments, you heard from Adrian Mathewitz, Matt Largy, Shay Shackelford, Adam Conover, Brendan Sullivan, Lou Wolkowski, and Tina Antolini. The show was produced and edited by myself, Nick Vanderkolk. Please visit us at our website, loveandradio.org.
Give me a few more with trying different pitches.
By today's standards, I don't think that I would say that. Damn it, I've forgotten what the line is now.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.